Utah House Speaker Becky Lockhart began her 14th year on Utah's Capitol Hill by issuing some harsh words to Congress and the federal government.
Lately, it's become increasingly apparent that the action or inaction of the federal government profoundly influences our success. One day we're looking at promising revenue forecasts, and literally the next day we're staring at perhaps $100 million less in revenue because of a Washington, D.C. deal.
Lockhart then reminded her colleagues what that kind of money could provide for Utahns.
$100 million could provide a very modest tax cut for the people of Utah. $100 million could fund 1,600 teachers per year. $100 million could fund drug and alcohol rehabilitation for 28,000 prisoners.
The speaker then challenged lawmakers to come up with ways to become less reliant on the federal government.
I challenge you today to become problem solvers. Think outside the money box. States are supposed to be the incubators of innovation for this great country. Let's find solutions that don't further burden the taxpayers.
When asked for a response to Lockhart's speech, House Minority Leader Jen Selig said she appreciates the speaker's enthusiasm, but says federal tax dollars should benefit Utah.
Federal dollars are our dollars as well. They're not just some governmental entity way far away that is separate from us. Those are our residents' tax dollars.
This is Utah's second most Republican legislature in the past 80 years, with the Republicans holding a 61-14 majority in the House and a 24-5 majority in the Senate. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.